Encouraging Word, Dabaka County News, May 30th, 2022. By Father Christopher Burnaby. Quote, the disciples said to Jesus, now you are talking plainly and not in a figure of speech. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. End quotation. John chapter 16, verse 29 and 33. In the wake of the horrors of the Uvalde Elementary School massacre, what can we do? Finger pointing, name calling, shouting and bickering, demands for immediate and sweeping radical change. Do something now. We cannot make light of such heinous evil, but should we then devolve into elementary schoolyard reactions? Hardening of easy targets and guarding the vulnerable with careful precision befits adult action. Mere good thoughts and feelings accomplish nothing, but adding prayers which obtain all things, cf. John chapter 16 verse 24, certainly will bring the Spirit of Truth, the Counselor, the promised Holy Spirit to guide the better intentions of men. Yet, there is no human law that will cancel evil. No proposal of man will ever end senseless destruction of innocent human life. As we've quoted Tupac Shakur before, quote, take the evil out the people, then they'll be acting right, end quotation. But if we cannot agree upon the abominable wickedness of directly willed abortion, as we once united against the lesser evil of slavery, can we hope to eliminate this deranged mass violence? Jesus comforted us, quote, in the world you will have trouble, end quotation. Is this a cause for us to surrender to evil and violence, to wave the white flag, to give up, and to only set up hope for the next life as we posit a perverse notion of Christ's command, quote, offer no resistance to the one who is evil, end quotation. See Matthew chapter 5, verse 39. Certainly not. Christians are called to engage in government, see Romans chapter 13, to seek out justice, see Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17 and following, to defend the weak, see Psalm 83, 3 and following. Jesus even urges his disciples, quote, and let him who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one, end quotation. Luke chapter 22, verse 36, that they might defend their lives against those who would take them. Furthermore, St. Paul defends capital punishment in a similar vein. See Romans chapter 13, verse 4. The Christian, then, is a soldier in this life, waging war against the troubles of this world. We take up, quote, the full armor of God, end quotation, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. Yet we need to realize where and against whom the real battle is being waged, quote, in heavenly realms, end quotation, quote, and not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, end quotation. See Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and following. Truly the course of human events is affected more by invisible forces than by the machination of men. Saint Cyprian, who died in the year 258 AD, encourages us, quote, he who is a soldier of God, who, stationed in the heavenly camp, is already hoping for things above, should recognize what he is, in order that there may not be any trepidation or faltering in us at the storms of the tempest of the world. For the Lord told us these things should come to pass, instructing and teaching us beforehand by his word of encouragement, and preparing and strengthening us to meet him, end quotation. In this world, then, we can be courageous and full of valor. Jesus, even before pledging his sacred troth to mankind in his passion and death upon the cross, said, quote, I have conquered the world, end quotation. He says, I have already begun to overcome the world by my holy life and divine teachings. Now, we can be confident that we can do the same in Christ, into whom we have been baptized, if we persevere in his faith and love. If we live in Christ, we are empowered to overcome all the hatred, persecutions, inanities, and violence of men and all the enemies of Christ. Jesus pledges his victory as complete to assure us as his beloved disciples that he has overcome the world, not for himself, but for our sakes, that he could win the victory for us in advance. So, can any earthly power stand decisively against the Christian soul? Quote, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, end quotation. Nothing can, quote, separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, end quotation. See Romans chapter 8:37 and following. Amidst the present evil, Christians cannot retreat or bow out in resignation. Neither ought we lash out and vilify our fellow Americans. Remember who the real villain is. For our weapons are crafted not from the fires of indignation, but in, quote, fervent prayer of a righteous man, which avails much, end quotation. See James chapter 1 verse 20 and verse chapter 5 verse 16. To make real progress, quote, pray always in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Be alert and always keep praying for all God's people, end quotation. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Onward, Christian soldiers. Tened valor. This battle belongs to the Lord. God love you, friends.